However, we mentioned earlier tonight, we spoke earlier tonight about Yosef HaTzadik, and I want to try to merge a little bit about the Parsha and a little bit about and Chanukah together. There's no question, this is the Parsha of Yosef HaTzadik. This is the Parsha of Yosef. And Yosef, the Pasuk tells us in Avadya Perek Aleph, it was in last week's Haftorah, which we mentioned before. Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yosef Lahava, Beis Esav Lakash. That Yaakov is a fire, but Yosef is the flame of the fire that is ignited and goes and burns up Esav, who is the straw, is the Lakash. Rav Matl said this past week in Chaburah, I've heard that you can think about this a little bit. That's why specifically the kash of the Beis Yosef. Chanukah is the kash of the Beis Yosef. Because it's Yosef burning up the kash, burning up the Esav. The kash of the Beis Yosef. You hear, chavra? So Yosef HaTzadik is the koyach keneged the Yevonim. We all know that Yosef is Gematria 156, which is Gematria Melech Yavon. So he defeats Melch Yavon. It's a gematria anti-Yoichis. He's connected anti-Yoichis. It's also a gematria Tzion. Why Tzion? Obviously, we're Zoichis. We're hoping for Geula. And we got back based on Migdash. And we got back Tzion. But look at the word Tzion. Tzion is Yavon. Yud Vav Nun. With a tzaddik in front of it. So Yosef is the tzaddik that defeats Yavon. So Yosef is gematria Tzion. So Yosef HaTzadik is a koyach. There's so much Torah. We don't have time to go into right now why it's specifically Yosef, but Yosef is Asaf, is most of Aholach, is to continuously grow, which is how we pass into light the menorah. But I want to share something that came to me this year. So Yosef is a fire, we're saying. So clearly that connects to the fire of Chanukah. Chanukah is the yantav of fire. Okay, so is Lag Maimer, obviously, but okay, that's for another time. It's one and the same. Because it's the Lamav of Neiros, it's the Or HaGonos, and Rav Shimon was bringing out the Or HaGonos, and Maven Yovin. But fire is deeply connected to Torah. The fire of Yosef that defeats Esav is the fire of Torah. Why is Torah compared to fire? Halo kedivreyeshu no Hashem. Ki ner mitzvah of Torah are. So I've shared before, which I love, and we'll just chazer, the Torah of Rav Shalom Shadran. Shalom Shadran says this in a sefer called the Doifik by Elul. There are a lot of very strong forces in nature. There's wind, there's water, that can be very powerful. Wind can go and literally knock down a house. Water could go and flood a house and destroy. Fire can engulf the house in fire, but the difference is as follows. When water drenches the house doesn't become water. When the wind blows down the house doesn't become wind. When fire engulfs the house, the entire house becomes fire. So too is Torah. When we learn Torah, we become Torah dick. We become a walking safer Torah. I'm ignited, I am Torah. I'm a different person with Torah. That's the Eish, the Hava of Yosef that defeats Yavon. Then it's not just an intellect on the outside. I become different. I can withstand the Yavon. I can withstand the immoral, unethical culture of the world when I connect to Torah. But I want to take it one step further, something that came to me this year. You know what's interesting about fire? Listen closely, Chevra. If you have one candle with a little wick on top, like, you know, there's the colored candles that last about 33 minutes and you're just yotze with them during the week. You can't use those in Erev Shabbos. So you get the colored candles and you walk outside with that colored candle, it's going to blow out in the wind. We light every night a menorah outside. Mikra din, that's really where it's supposed to be. For another time we could discuss. So we light one menorah outside. It's always like a battle. Obviously the menorah is in the glass, but just to get the shamish to be able to light the menorah, so you have to relight and relight and relight. Till you get it, holding it inside the glass, you know, it's an avoida. Goes out very, very easily. But you know what's interesting? They have passed by Cedars Park, and Rabbi Waluk Shlita, the tzaddik of our neighborhood, Rabbi Waluk Shlita, we understood all the Reuwalog does, the Yidin that he is mashpia upon. Mamish Sadik is Oroilim. So he has the Chabad, the big menorah in Cedars Park. And that menorah, they light the menorah, it's outside, not covered in glass, and it stays for hours. Why? Because it's a very thick wick. It's not a little wick. It's a very thick wick, so it's a big fire. You know, when a house is on fire, lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from it, the wind is not going to put out that fire. It helps, it blows it, it pushes it. Even though that same wind puts out a fire, it's same fire is fire. But on the little candle, it pushes it out. On the big wick in the Cedars Park, it doesn't. Because why? The strength of the fire is dependent on what it's connected to. And the more that it's connected to, the more that it's engulfing, the stronger the fire is. If it's only connected to a little wick, it's a very weak fire. Torah kiner mitzvah v'torah ar. Torah is fire. And when we look at our neiros, it's fire. Yisav tzaddik is that fire that can defeat Yisav, can be very powerful. Can defeat all the temptations of the world. All the physical and spiritual and emotional enemies, the demons within and the demons without. It could destroy it all. The Torah fire. The fire of Torah. But you know when it could? Only if we're deeply connected to it. If I'm really one with my Torah. If I just learn a little, I dabble in it. I dabble in Torah. I learn a Mishnah here, I learn a little bit there. I'm just doing a little bit. I'm not even when I'm learning, I'm not fully in. I'm learning and I'm looking at my phone and learning and looking at my phone and then checking a text and learning. And I'm half in, half out. I'm not really connecting to Torah. My lev, my neshama, my essence is not connecting to Torah. So I have a little wick connecting to Torah. Easily blown out. That fire is not going to do much for me. Oh, it's fire that can be very powerful. Torah inherently is powerful, but I'm not connecting to it. So it's not doing much for me. But if I put my all in and I deeply connect to Torah, and I put in time, and I put in energy, and I put in effort, and when I'm learning, I'm fully in. My whole body, my soul, my heart, my neshama, everything is with Torah. So then I'm a massive wick connected to Torah. And that Torah is going to be so powerful. That Eish is going to be a fire that Mamish could destroy the world. Anything that comes my way, I'll take care of. I'm going to be burning bright and lighting up the world with Torah, with Maisim Toivim, with Chesed, with Tefillah, with everything that Eibishter wants from us. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be Zoicha, this Chanukah, to light a licht, light a fire, the fire of Ruchnias in our hearts, in our neshama, that's going to be so strong, so connected, that mamish, anything that comes my way, I'm going to burn up this entire year. And we're going to unite the world with that until the world is shining with the Gula Shleima, with Beis Mashiach, with the ultimate Simcha, B'karu B'yameinu, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, from Shavet, licht a gefreil Chanukah, Hail G'Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. 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 Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh Yevanim, 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 Nekbetsu alai, Al-Hazanim, Ekashvanim, O-Fartu chai, Vaz Begdalai, Ha-Yedim, O-Kalashvanim, O-Midai, Sarkan, Kanim, Nasanei, Zlashashanim, Bine, Bina, Yimei, Shmoinim,